life might have seemed so much simpler than the tornadoes. And, of course, Telstar partly celebrated, of course, the launch of the first telecommunications satellite, back in the 1960s, when Dennis Gore might just have been around in his own sort of way, doing his magical scenario stuff. Of course, he wouldn't be around today, probably, if it wasn't for the delights and the efficaciousness of not only positive living, but also, of course, multibits.co.uk, pharmanord.co.uk, and, of course, the wonderful quality of life that's provided by a whole range of things, including bioenzyme or coenzyme Q10. Oh, I'm taking over your slot, Dennis. Apologies. Welcome back to the programme. How are you?
Okay, sir. You mentioned the 1960s.
Mm.
That's when I was having happy days at Liverpool, John Moore University, which was Liverpool Polytechnic in those days. And I used to be, in my lunch hour, rock and rolling to the Beatles in the Cavern Club.
And not Telstar then, obviously.
No.
Never mind. So did you actually see the Fab Four yourself at the
Cavern Club? I was within 3 yards from them in the Cavern Club.
There you are. You
see. When they were playing in the, I used to go in my lunch hour.
See, it just goes to show that greatness would lead you to obviously become a regular on Southside Broadcasting and Siren FM. That's the classic line.
Well, today's chat. So much in the newspapers, on the radio and television, all about sugar. The fact that we're all having too much sugar. That sugar is the new nicotine. We're getting rid of smoking. We've banned it in most places now. Buses, cars, trains, restaurants, the cinema, the theatre. It's saving so many lives. The number of heart attacks dropped 17,000 the first year they banned it, and now it's about 41,000 deaths a year are being saved by stopping smoking. And the new nicotine is sugar. We all have too much sugar. Sugar, sugar, sugar. Everything's got sugar. If you go in any supermarket today, we're very close to Christmas, and you will see stacks and stacks and stacks up to the ceiling of tins advertising products with sweets. And when you read the amount of sugar on the label, the magic number, listeners, if you're thinking about how much sugar are you getting, is the number 4. In every 4 grams of sugar, that is equivalent to 1 teaspoonful of sugar. So if you see on any container, when you're next having a look at any container that you've bought of a so-called treat, a cakes, chocolate, sweets, if it says there are 12 grams of sugar in each 100 grams of this product, divide the 12 by 4, 4 into 12 goes 3, you are just about to eat in that 100 grams, you're just about to eat, 4 into 12 goes 3, 3 teaspoonfuls of sugar. You would never sit down and take a spoon into a package of sugar and go 1 spoon and eat it. 2 spoons and eat it. 3 spoons and eat it. And a non-diet drink of cola-type drinks, they have 9 spoons of sugar in a 330ml can of Coke. 9 spoons of sugar. When you're giving your child a can of sugar Coke, it's 9 spoons of sugar. Here we have in the newspaper, The Express, December the 3rd, 2015. This week, it said by Jeff Maynard, 1 in 5 Britons has finished a packet of biscuits in one sitting, according to an industry survey. Despite growing obesity concerns, 27% of the nation, that's 27%. Well, 25% is a quarter. How many people are on this island? 60 million. So a quarter of 60 million is 15 million. So it reads, despite growing obesity concerns, 27%, that's 15 million people of the nation, eat biscuit every single day. And 29%, which is getting on for a third of the population, they eat biscuit every couple of days. And a third of adults regularly eat four or more of the sugary snacks in one session, most often with a cup of tea. We've even got this word, dunking, where you dunk the biscuit, the sugar-laden biscuit, into your tea and eat it just before it falls off when it becomes soggy. The survey was by the trade magazine The Grocer. They found that only 2%, only 2 people in 100 of Britons never eat a biscuit. And then the last section, under 25-year-olds are the biggest fans of eating biscuits. And men are the biggest consumers. 29% of men like to eat biscuits every day, compared with 25% of women. So at every angle, we're getting sugar, sugar, sugar. In about 1750, we got about 12 pounds of sugar a year through the food we were eating those days. But a lot of the so-called food that we're eating now isn't really food. Because by, in America, 1920, the amount of sugar being consumed in 1920, which is nearly 100 years ago, they were getting then about 40, 45 pounds of sugar a year. And then finally, the last reading I read was 1980, which is 35 years ago. We were getting, in America, 100 pounds of sugar, nearly 100 weight, 100 pounds of sugar a year. It's just ridiculous, the amount of sugar. And of course, this leads, all this sugar, to causing damage in the body. And unfortunately, there are so many people, nearly 4 million people in Great Britain have got diabetes. 800,000 are type 1, which is often caused by a genetic fault, an autoimmune disease, where the immune system of the person with type 1 diabetes is often caused by an autoimmune problem, where the person's own immune system, unfortunately, attacks the pancreas, where the insulin is made. But the other 3.2 million diabetics is often related to the fact that we eat too much sugar and we put weight up, and most people are nearly half the population or even more are overweight, and it's all down to the sugar. So in the newspapers we're reading, a drug to help you enjoy life up to 120. And this was talking about a medicine called metformin, which is given to millions of people across the world to help them sort out their terrible sugar levels from eating too much sugar. In other words, it's used to treat diabetes. And Professor Gordon Lithgow said, if you target an aging process and you slow down aging, then you slow down all the diseases and pathology of aging as well. And that's revolutionarily happened. That's revolutionary. That's never happened before. The professor who works at the Aging Research Center in California is one of the study's advisors. He said, I have been doing research into aging for 25 years, and the idea that we'd be talking about a clinical trial in humans for an anti-aging drug would have been thought inconceivable, but there is every reason to believe it's possible. The future is taking the biology that we've now developed and applying it to humans. Metformin, this medicine, this tablet, it costs 10p, it's only on prescription, is the world's most widely diabetic drug. It costs 10p a day. Researchers found that a side effect was to slow down aging. They have already proved that it extends the life of animals. Now experts want to see if the same effect can be replicated in humans. Last year, researchers at Cardiff University found that when patients with diabetes were given the medicine metformin, they lived longer than others who didn't even have diabetes. So they were living longer with diabetes by taking metformin, this tablet that costs 10p a day. They were living longer than others who didn't have the diabetic condition. When Belgian researchers tested the drug on roundworms, the worms aged more slowly and stayed healthier for longer. Other studies have shown that the medicine metformin reduces the risk of cardiovascular disease and cancer. And the experts behind the pill hope that it will delay some of the most debilitating diseases of old age. So, how does it work? It works by reducing oxidative stress and inflammation. And there's a trial taking place with 3,000 people aged 70 to 80, and they're going to look at the risk of cancer, heart disease, and dementia, and to what degree this tablet of the metformin will slow down these diseases. And listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. The trials will take 5 to 7 years. But talking about helping people to reduce oxidative stress and inflammation, which reduces all these illnesses, we already have natural substances, besides waiting for the result of this 5 to 7 year trial with metformin. We already have substances which are actually doing the same job with natural products. And of course I'm referring to the brilliant products of this Danish company Pharma Nord, where I must add, in Denmark, they are the only country in Europe who by Danish law, Pharma Nord and other Danish companies making pharmaceutical making health food products, by Danish law, they have to make them to pharmaceutical standards. So, Pharma Nord, who are based their British arm of the company, are based in Morpeth in Newcastle. The head office is based, and where they're all made, is in to pharmaceutical standards. The products are made in Denmark. And they have products like their products called Soleno Precise. This is a precise amount of a tablet called selenium. And, like the drug metformin, it does help to reduce inflammation and what we call oxidative stress. And their products, biopycnogenol, which is a bark of a tree. And trials have shown that if you take the bark of the tree, biopycnogenol, the only people we tend not to give it to is if they're on aspirin or warfarin or clopidogrel. These are medicines which are given to reduce the chance of getting clots and preventing strokes and heart attacks. So if you're on these drugs, then we tend not to give the biopycnogenol. But anybody else can take it. I myself have been taking it 23 years since I had a car crash, because it's wonderful for stopping inflammation in your arteries, your veins, in your muscles, in the brain. It's trials have taken place in France where they showed it reduced over 6 weeks to 4 months the problem of diabetic retinopathy, where the sugar damages the blood vessels in the eyes of diabetics, which can lead to even blindness. In fact, there's more blindness in diabetic eyes statistically than any other illness, because the sugar damages the blood vessels of the eyes. But when you take biopycnogenol, trials have shown it helps to reduce the damage. In fact, it helps to repair the tiny blood vessels, and you have 90% of people have an improvement in their eyes and their vision. A wonderful product, biopycnogenol. And once again, coming back to these words, that the metformin works by reducing oxidative stress and inflammation. Q10, bioquinone Q10 Gold, a capsule made by PharmaNord containing a substance called Q10. Now, Q10 is a substance made in our liver. It's also found in sardines, mackerel, herring, peanuts, and it gives us our energy. It makes a substance called ATP, which is the energy molecule. I know you know water is H2O and oxygen is O2. Well, a famous molecule in our body is called ATP, adenosine triple phosphate. And when you break a triple phosphate molecule, it becomes a double phosphate molecule. And in breaking off a phosphate, going from a triple to a double, that releases energy. And all the energy in your body is breaking down the ATP molecule. And the Q10 keeps your levels up. It gives you the energy, even in old age, to have energy to protect your body in a similar way to this drug metformin, by reducing oxidative stress and inflammation. And the mineral selenium. Selenium is a mineral which Great Britain happens to have from when the planet was formed 4 billion years ago. We drew the short straw. We have the lowest levels of the world's rarest mineral, selenium. We have the lowest levels in the ground. So when you eat cabbages and cauliflower and tomatoes grown in British soil, and when you eat a sheep eating grass and a cow eating grass, when you eat the actual animal, the meat has less selenium because the grassy tet in Great Britain had less selenium. But if you take a tablet called Seleno Precise, and it actually costs the same cost as the drug metformin, 10 pence a day, you can then make 25 Seleno proteins, which will give you protection, like the metformin, against oxidative stress and inflammation. When you take a Seleno Precise tablet that you can buy in your health food store and pharmacy, Seleno Precise, the precise amount that you need of selenium, you can make selenium P, which protects your liver. Selenium K protects your kidney. Selenium M, your muscle. Selenium N, your nervous system. Thioredoxin reductase selenium, what a mouthful, that protects your heart. Or how about selenoiodothyronine deiodinase, a bigger mouthful. That form of selenium, that makes your thyroid gland work properly. And there are 25 of these seleno proteins. Seleno peroxidase, that That one protects your joints against arthritis. And the number two version protects the tail of the sperm. So those men who are having trouble conceiving with their wives, and when it's their tail of their sperm causing the problem, because without selenium, you get oxidative damage of the tail of the sperm, and it can't swim very well to fertilize the egg. And so Pharmanord even brought out a product called Bee Daddy to help the man be incapable of becoming a father, because 50% of infertility problems, especially in Great Britain with low selenium, is due, 50% may be due to the woman, but 50% is due to the man. Because without selenium, the tails of the sperms, which have got to swim to fertilize the egg up the fallopian tube, can't swim. The tails break off. They can be deformed tails. They haven't got the energy. And a lot of them, when they haven't got the energy, they found that they actually, halfway swimming up the fallopian tube, they turn round and try and swim out. It's called reverse motility. So the B, capital B hyphen daddy, the B daddy box of the capsules, where the capsule contains Q10 and selenium, that helps the man to be able to fertilize the egg. Hence, he becomes a daddy, and it's called Bee Daddy. And people buy those in health food shops and pharmacies with health food sections when they've got this information to help improve fertility of the male. So, yes, the range of Pharmanord products are helping to do a similar thing to the drug, the metformin, by reducing this oxidative stress and inflammation. I must mention two wonder trials. One trial was in Sweden, where 400 people aged 70 to 88, half of them, 200, were given two capsules a day of bioquinone Q10 Gold, 100 milligram, one with breakfast and one with their evening meal, and one tablet of what I just mentioned before, Soleno Precise. And the other 200 people who thought they were on the real ones were on the dummy ones. You know that word, placebo. They followed these people aged 70 to 88 for 5 years. And guess what? The death rate from heart attacks, which in the world kills one person in three. When people die, one in three die of a heart attack. That's just a fact. The death rate in the people aged 70 to 88 taking two bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram and one Soleno Precise, the death rate dropped 54%, not 10% or 20% or 30%, which would have been marvelous. No, it was 54%. And then another trial in Denmark, that one was in Sweden, they gave three bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligrams. This was to 400 people. Half got the real ones, half got the dummy ones. And all these people had heart failure. And guess what? The 200 people on the real bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsules, one with each meal, over 2 years, the death rate from heart failure reduced a staggering 43%. 43% reduction.
And on that note, Dennis, we have to hold fire once again because 27 minutes have just actually shot by, as ever. Another wonderful mini lecture there. I take it you've had a reasonably interesting opportunity to share the magic of importance of the quality of life courtesy of Pharmanord.
And I foolishly forgot to mention their new wonder product, BioGlucoControl, which will help to control the actual sugar levels, made from a plant from Chile, the maqui berry, and the mineral chromium. We'll do that next Friday.
Exactly. That's a wonderful cliffhanger. So I take it then you will return, as you said, in 7 days, or let's face it, 168 hours from now.
Your listeners will be amazed next Friday. Thank you. Thank you for your support. Most grateful.
Offering prestigious accommodation, ensuite facilities and high-quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides the perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs. A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate elderly residential and nursing service users, offering both short and long stay accommodation, as well as respite and daycare. To find out more, please telephone 01642 30 81 88 or visit our website rosevillecarecentre.com. Roseville Care Centre.
In today's crowded world, it's sometimes hard to get heard. And sometimes you need a little extra push to be heard. That's where Manila PR can help. We specialise in online radio and press for independent bands, with prices to match, and have been doing so for the last decade. So if you have a noise to make, make it with Manila. Visit manilapr.com now.
Here are some handy tips and information regarding your hospital bedside TV, radio and phone service. TV channels 1 to 5 are free to use at certain times every day, so check your screen for details. To help you keep in touch with friends and loved ones, outgoing calls are also free all day, every day, to landline numbers that begin with 01, 02 or 03. Radio channels can be listened to absolutely free at any time of day. If you fancy a film, we have over 80 great films to choose from, to suit all ages and all film tastes. Why not check out the free film trailers and see if there's anything you fancy? If the latest blockbuster film isn't your thing, then how about one of our classic films, such as The Great Escape, Rain Man, or Some Like It Hot?
250?
250?
Yeah.
You're crazy. You ought to be locked up. You too. 250 guys just walking down the road just like that.
Of course, I'm an excellent driver.
You know how to drive?
Yeah.
Right now! You never touch the steering wheel when I'm driving. Do you hear me?
Of course, I don't have my underwear.
To find out more about bedside entertainment services and find a bundle to suit your needs, just pick up the bedside phone and speak to the friendly Hospedia customer care team. They'll help you find the best deal. And remember, to contact Hospital Radio, just pick up the phone and dial star 800.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community, whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate elderly residential and nursing service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334 or visit our website at parkvillecarecentre.com. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.